Good morning, everybody. It's Eric Steven. Welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. Here to take you into the weekend on Friday, June 3rd. Lots of injury news this morning going into the weekend. As expected, I guess the biggest news coming out of Thursday was Kevin Pillar going on the injured list. The severity of the injury was maybe a little surprising. After Thursday's game, I believe Dave Roberts said during the game, Pillar's left shoulder popped in and out of its socket twice, once in the field, once on a slide to third base in the fifth inning. He ended up staying in the game and scoring in that fifth inning, but then he was removed on defense. Thursday, revealed a fracture in his left shoulder, so he's going to be out quite a long time. Yeah, the question is really how long, and he's sort of mulling over whether to have surgery or not, but it's like even if he does or doesn't, it's going to be a long time before he's out, and it's kind of a real bummer because he played high school and college locally. He was at Chaminade Prep in West Hills and played college at Cal State Dominguez Hills. He was very excited when he signed with the Dodgers as a minor league free agent in March, and then even went to AAA for the first 2 months of the season, was doing well, was very excited when he got called up over the weekend, and then ended up only playing four games before getting hurt. This is what he told reporters on Thursday. This is from Fabian Ardaya at The Athletic, from Pillar. "Hell yeah, it's frustrating. I worked really hard to put myself in a position to be here. It was the place I ultimately wanted to be. It's something I dreamed of since I was a little kid, to put this uniform on and contribute." So, yeah, it's kind of a huge bummer for him. What the Dodgers did for now is call up Zach McKinstry, sort of a jack-of-all-trades, although his sort of main thing is his bat, I think. Not like your typical utility man, in that I'm not sure how much they necessarily rely on his, like, defense, not like a Kike Hernandez or maybe even a Chris Taylor there. But we'll see. It's interesting now because their bench, and I misspoke on yesterday's podcast, only mostly because I miscounted, or I did miscount. I think I counted Max Muncy mentally as still being active, although he's on the injured list. The Dodgers do still have just 12 position players, so that means a three-man bench. With Edwin Rios basically starting every game now at DH for the time being, the bench is just a three-man bench with Austin Barnes, Hanser Alberto, and Zach McKinstry. So they don't really have another outfielder. I guess they technically have four, although one of them, Gavin Lux, plays mostly second base. He's also played left. But it's like Betts, Bellinger, Chris Taylor, and then a mix of Lux, and then, you know, McKinstry has started in the outfield once in a while. He's played mostly short this year for Oklahoma City. He was hitting pretty well down there. Hanser Alberto is very good defensively on the infield. He played in right field one of the games on the road trip. That was his second career game there. So they're pretty thin in terms of outfielders. Now, you know, Pillar's big thing was his defense. Not like a great hitter. He has some power, but does okay against lefties. He only played four games. He just got the one hit. But, you know, if they saw him as sort of the right-handed hitting extra outfielder, at least for now, it'll be interesting to see what they do to sort of remedy that, because they don't really have another one of those on the 40-man roster. So James Outman's the only other 40-man outfielder right now, and he's a left-handed batter. He's also in AA. Doesn't seem like a guy they're likely to call up, I guess, in an emergency. You know, if they had to, I guess, until they figured out something. Some of the guys they have in AAA who are off the 40-man, you have Jason Martin, who's probably their best suited to actually play in the outfield. He's a left-handed batter. Ryan Noda, play like more of a corner outfielder slash first baseman, also left-handed batter. The right-handed batter who's maybe the most likely is Stefan Romero, who played 5 years overseas and then came back this year. He's hitting well in AAA. He was hurt in spring training and then started the year on the IL, and he's back. He has a 960 OPS in 17 games in AAA. So But for now, it's going to be McKinstry, and then they'll probably figure out what to do at some point in the next few days on that. But it really depends on, it's like a preference thing. Like if they're, they've been okay to sort of ride out their lineup as is.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This weekend is the end of this stretch of 31 games in 30 days. They do have some off days coming, so maybe they might be okay with just sort of holding McKinstry there for a while, or at least until Max Muncy gets back, and then that sort of pushes everyone down the depth chart a little bit. Now, when Muncy comes back, still sort of TBD, although he's expected to start a rehab assignment this weekend in Oklahoma City. He is out with elbow inflammation. Now, he's been doing work at Dodger Stadium, like batting cages and batting practice and all that stuff. So he's going on a rehab assignment this weekend. It's unknown if that's going to start either Friday or Saturday. Now, the timing of this is, I think, purposely open-ended. They're, you know, if they wanted him back as soon as possible, the first day Muncy can be activated is Tuesday. The Dodgers are off Monday. So doing that, and if he starts Friday in Oklahoma City, that gives him 3 days there. And then Monday's an off day for all four Dodgers minor league affiliates. So do they sort of just have him go Friday and then play three games and come back, or sort of take their time, have him go Saturday, Sunday, chill out Monday, play a few more games next week before activating him for the weekend against the Giants? They're playing the White Sox first on the road trip next week, and then the Giants next weekend. So, if they have some options there, if they want to just wait a little bit on Muncy, it really depends on how he feels, right? If he feels comfortable at the plate, and just especially how his left elbow has been, I think they'd probably activate him whenever he says he's ready. So we'll see. That's just one of those things you sort of play wait and see on. I guess another person who could be activated next week is Clayton Kershaw, which is a little bit surprising, except for the fact that it is Clayton Kershaw. And I think on the broadcast on Wednesday, I believe Kirsten Watson on Sportsnet LA during the game mentioned something to the effect that Clayton Kershaw is getting a little antsy about returning. But that's the most classic Clayton Kershaw reaction possible. He is going on a rehab assignment this weekend at Rancho Cucamonga, so staying local. He's going to pitch Sunday for them, and it looks like if all goes well, that's going to just be his one-and-done rehab assignment. So Kershaw last pitched on May 7th. He's been on the injured list with the SI joint in his, like, pelvic region, lower back area, so seems to be going better for him. He's done a couple bullpen sessions previously. So if he comes back next week, the Dodgers do have some options. The other person going on a rehab assignment this weekend is Andrew Heaney, who's going to Oklahoma City along with Max Muncy. Not sure exactly the day he'll be starting just yet, but at some point this weekend, Heaney has been out with a shoulder injury. He last pitched April 17th, so he's been out longer. You figure he needs more rehab, but they have some time now. Like, again, this weekend ends that stretch of 31 games in 30 days. So starting Monday, the Dodgers have four off days in a 15-day span. So they really can, like, maneuver the pitching how they see fit. Next week is really the only time in that stretch where they have 5 days in a row. They have six games in a row. So this weekend against the Mets, everyone but Mitch White is starting of the current active starters. So they could use Monday's off day to skip White and then just keep everyone in order starting on Tuesday in Chicago. However, they generally like to give everyone an extra day of rest whenever possible. So if I'm a betting person, I think, you know, it's either like Mitch White or a bullpen gamer, depending on how they do it. But probably Mitch White to start the road trip. And then you just run through the other four in the rotation and then mix in Clayton Kershaw either next Saturday or next Sunday if he's ready. So then that way everyone else gets they're on at least 5 days rest. They get an extra rest after this long stretch of games. And then after next week, that's when the off days sort of really come because they have one of those weird two-game series in the middle of the week against the Angels where they have Monday and Thursday off in the same week. And then they have three games against Cleveland. And then they have another off day before another sort of long stretch. So it's that sort of time where they can sort of mix and match with starters, give people extra rest. And then they can kind of use that time to let Heaney rehab. He can get probably 2 to 3 rehab starts depending on, you know, how he's feeling. So, and then he can come back, you know, sometime in that like June 20th to 25th time or whenever they sort of see fit. So again, they have options and that's sort of the whole point of this. And the off days sort of give them flexibility to sort of adjust on the fly depending on how people are doing. Like if Kershaw's ready, if he's not ready, it's a different story. But like, yeah, they have options. And I think that's sort of a pretty decent place to be, especially after sort of getting through this long stretch of like a month's worth of games. So it'll be interesting to see how they sort of decide that. But yeah, that's where they're at. It's a big minor league rehab weekend. If you have MILB TV, throw it on and you can watch some of those games. It'll be interesting. Or if you're local, you can probably go out and watch Clayton Kershaw pitch in person with pretty good seats on Sunday. So yeah, enjoy. Thanks everyone for listening this week. This is a new project for me, a new project for us. Having a daily morning podcast. I'm learning the hang of it. Thank you for hanging in there with me. We'll figure out how to do this and, you know, hopefully get better at it as we go on. But the first week, I'm happy with what we're doing. Got some more stuff coming for you next week, and we will see you on Monday. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.